This is Radio Labour.
Napoleon Gomez, the exiled leader of the Mexican Mine Workers Union, Los Mineros, has won this year's prestigious Arthur Svensson International Prize. The prize is awarded to a unionist who has provided outstanding support for labor union rights. It has been called the Nobel Prize of the labor movement because it is granted by a committee of unionists based in Norway, the same country that sponsors the Nobel Peace Prize. In its decision, the committee said, "Mr. Gomez plays a leading role in the struggle for free democratic unions in Mexico. He is the target of a vicious anti-union campaign by the Mexican government and major mining companies because of his loud and persistent demand for workers' rights, decent wages, and safe working conditions. Mr. Gomez's most serious problems with the Mexican government and the mining companies started when he condemned a 2006 mining accident as industrial homicide. 65 men were killed in the accident at the Pasta de Conchos mine in northern Mexico. 63 bodies were left in the mine despite pleas from their families. Shortly after the accident, Mr. Gomez had to flee to Canada because of threats to his life and his family. During his exile, he has been regularly re-elected to the presidency of his union. He presides over the conventions of Los Mineros from Canada. In his exile, he has been strongly supported by the United Steelworkers Union of the United States and Canada. Here is Mr. Gomez.
We have been working in solidarity with the proud and strong United Steelworkers and the international trade unionist movement in the whole world. More than 200 million workers from different nations all over the world have expressed their solidarity to our struggle. From Latin America, from Mexico and Latin America, from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, from Australia, from New Zealand, from many countries, and also from Canadian Labor Congress, who has also been working in solidarity with us. We have received a strong solidarity from the AFL-CIO, the American Federation of Labor, and I'm very honored and very proud to have been awarded this year the International Prize. I'd like to mention that in spite of all these attacks, of all this tremendous campaign they have launched against us, national and international, we have continued working in Mexico, organizing and unionizing new members. And we have been in resistance, and we have been working and continue working thanks to the international solidarity that we have received. In order to send a strong message to the multinational companies that we are working together, that we are watching their activities and their investments, that we are not going to tolerate when they repress workers and they violate human or labor rights. And this is the international solidarity that we need. So we work in order to stop exploitation of the labor force in Mexico. They will know that they cannot come just and violate human and labor rights without considering any other effects on families and workers and interests. I've been re-elected unanimous by the delegates on different conventions because we have been working together with them in a strong commitment. I just like to express my deep gratitude to the United Steelworkers, to all the international members of this proud and strong union.
Mr. Gomez was nominated for the prize by Industrial, the global union federation which represents mining unions at the world level.
In spite of all the threats and the attacks against our union, our organization, thanks to the international solidarity that we have received from all over the world, and very special from Industry All Global Union. This is something that we appreciate deeply and sincerely, since an aggression against one is an aggression against everybody. And we are fighting for justice, respect and dignity to stop all these abuses of power that have been committed against the working class and the middle class of Mexico, and to prevent that this kind of conflicts and repression happens again, not only in Mexico, anywhere else.
Arthur Svensson, the man the prize was named for, was a distinguished labor unionist in the Norwegian labor movement. The prize is worth about $90,000. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
We will continue until we reach a final victory. A victory not only for the mine, Los Mineros, or the trade movement of Mexico, but for all trade unionists all over the world. Hasta la victoria siempre, to the final victory.